486 mobile.
TFW, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
How's your son?
Hey, back at work, so doing good. It wasn't Corona.
Oh, that's a good thing.
And at work, they were begging him just to come on back.
How all the rules are, isn't it? You know what I mean? It just depends on what company you work for or what state you're in.
Kind of a management position, so he can kind of stay away from people a little, you know, pretty much. They were just begging him, hey, if you feel anything good enough to come in, come in.
It's freezing rain up here in Spartanburg and Gaffney.
2 degrees where I'm at right now, so it's very possible if it starts raining.
Four right here now. I just jumped on the interstate at Wadehampton Boulevard, the interstate.
Have a good birthday.
Hey, grandkids came over on Saturday and visited for a little bit. And then me and Susan just did, we went out, did a little bit of shopping, a little grocery shopping, and stopped by a few places. She's got jury duty this week, and that, so she had to figure out where she's supposed to go. So we went downtown Greenville and figured all that out.
She's got jury duty. It's generally good for nobody.
What to say so she could get out of it. I figured they're going to ask her if she's vaccinated, and she's not, so that might do it.
Very well could do it. But Andrew talking about his truck and injectors having a problem.
Get old after 100,000 on the board and you need to change them out. And it seems like that might be something you could do yourself.
Considering that's what I did for a living.
The hours of stuff you got to take off to be able to see what you got to take off.
Depends on what year truck you've got.
Never heard him say.
Three like mine, they're walking apart. If it's a 6 liter, they're not too bad. 6.4, they're awful.
Engineers, you can definitely tell an engineer never had to work on one.
Well, you can tell that from filter location. The stuff you got to do on a routine basis. It's most of the time so hard to get to you, like the Cummins and the Dodge, you're dumping oil all over you because you got to turn it upside down to get it out of there.
He's on that Camaro, and I tell you, that I had the oil change in this car, this Honda, Saturday, and that, there's a big plate on the big skid plate. You got to take a bunch of screws out and drop that plate before you can even see the bottom of the engine.
These cars are now. They got that big plastic or aluminum plate down there for airflow. That's what a lot of it's for.
Dynamic.
That, and it does another favor for the manufacturers too. They put a lot of them have put pigment on the bottom of there. It's not pigment, but it's kind of the same thing to absorb oil. That way they don't have oil leaks in the first 100,000 miles while it's under warranty.
It makes sense. And Andrew, we were at Ingles and there wasn't anything in the frozen potato cases.
I heard y'all talking about that, and I seen the same thing this weekend too, so it's amazing what we're running out of.
And dog food some days.
That issue too. So now when we find the dog food that she eats, we get a couple bags of it.
If Susan works, you know, they got a bakery. And now they ain't even selling any cakes because they can't get any cream cheese.
What we're going to do other than learn to deal with it, learn to live without it.
What about if we needed to stock up on some more long-term supplies?
talking earlier, beans, rice, powder, whatever you can get.
You know, a bunch of macaroni noodles and powdered cheese, powdered milk, powdered eggs, and that, just so, you know, you would have some stuff.
They're storing it, keeping it cool and dry, and varmints out of it.
Sure, I know, but it's supposed to have like a 15-year shelf life as long as you didn't open it.
Went into Sports Academy this weekend, and they had a little bit of ammo coming back in stock.
Yeah, I started to stop at a couple of ammo stores yesterday, but we never did.
We go in Walmart or Sports Academy or anywhere that sells it. I go check it out and see what they got, see if they got anything I need or just want some more of.
You can never have too much of, right?
And it doesn't go bad, and then you don't have to worry about the bugs getting in.
Look, it's flashers, and he's sucked up behind a flatbed tractor trailer that's throwing up all kinds of spray.
And down there?
Yeah, it's raining pretty good up here in Spartanburg. It was raining at the house, real, real heavy mist. And that looks like it's like...
Started up here? Yes, thank goodness.
Rain up that way. It just is like from 85 and south on that, and it was, you know, kind of going along that line.
They do some funny stuff to the weather up here. And out here on the side of the road, having to watch them run out.
One that way.
Dealings with insurance companies for a while.
And we went, you know, to Ingles, and a lot of shelves were bare. But we went downtown Greenville. There's a new Harris Teeter there. We'd never been in. We just went in there just to see what they had. And that store was full up.
See how that is going on. Some stores got plenty on the shelves and others got nothing. You wonder how they're, if it's the fact that they can't buy enough to keep their stores stocked, and they have a bigger, they have more stores in their business, or what it is. I know Walmart's one of the worst. We're HTX. Can you still hear me pretty good?
Yeah, Roger, KN4TFW. Yeah, just coming into this section, it widened out to four lanes, and this heavy mist and cars and trucks going everywhere. Everybody's being stupid, so I've just been kind of trying to pay attention.
No problem, but I'm in the black hole, so I'm going to have to bounce over to the other repeater.
All right, I'll meet you there. KN4TFW.
KO4HX. Clear.